Hey everyone, so welcome back to Creating Heroes / Chloe's Nerdy News. Last week I did my last podcast on Thor, and for this week I wanted to do Catwoman. She is next on the hero that I was going through the different heroes on my old blog, and I had Catwoman as the next one. Now, I know that a lot of people think, you know, Catwoman is not a superhero, so I just kind of wanted to elaborate on why I chose her. Catwoman, or, you know, Selina Kyle, she oftentimes switches on being hero and villain, you know, oftentimes overnight in comic books and movies and television, but she has some serious bravery and does things that many regular superheroes may not ever do. So as I was saying, you know, last time we did Thor, so for this time I also wanted to do a DC character, kind of, you know, switch it up and also do a female. And I wanted to do a darker character, just, you know, coming up on Halloween is when I was doing these blogs and just kind of going into some other characters that people like that do, you know, consider them to be more anti-hero. And I think a lot of people are starting to, well, the studio of Warner Brothers in DC, I think they're starting to try and make Harley Quinn that way as well. But originally Catwoman was the female DC character that was always on the fence of doing, you know, being good and bad. But, you know, everyone knows, you know, of who Catwoman is. She's known for being the notorious cat burglar that, you know, runs around Gotham City. She's either standing next to Batman or standing in front of Batman blocking his way. She had a very poor upbringing, in, you know, the bad part of Gotham with these deadbeat parents, or, you know, in some variations, whatever you're watching, I guess it depends on, sometimes she's an orphan, and she soon learns to become this master thief. And Selina Kyle and Batman have had a very, you know, in the comic books and in the movies and TV shows and different things, they have a very rocky, romantic kind of relationship throughout it all. Batman always sees the good in Selina, and Selina kind of sometimes pulls the darkness out of Batman. If you're really a nerd, you have the DC Encyclopedia. It's like this huge book of DC characters, and they describe Catwoman as being, you know, one of the greatest mysteries of Gotham City. Over the years, Selina Kyle has been a help to Batman as often as she's been a thorn in his side. She's a capable leader, an intimidating fighter, and the savvy, street-smart cat burglar. Catwoman has gone from being one of Gotham City's most forgotten children to one of its most powerful figures. After a stint as one of the Gotham City major crime bosses, Catwoman has returned to the rooftops once again in an independent creature of the night, answerable to no one except herself. That's how they describe her. I think that's also a really cool way of describing her. So, as we go into this podcast, as you're taking a listen, I just wanted you guys to just kind of figure out why Catwoman is one of the most interesting, controversial characters of the DC world. You know, going from good to evil to good, back and forth. I think it's fun to kind of figure out, you know, all these traits that she possesses and what Batman sees in her, you know, compared to any other average female villain. Like, why is Catwoman different? Why does Batman even like her? So for just to kind of give an introduction on her, as you already know, her name is Selina Kyle, and she's from Gotham City. She is, let's see here, she is a master cat burglar, as we all know. She's an incredible fighter. She has, actually a history in boxing, and of course acrobatics in martial arts, and she's very skilled with weapons. She has her own set of weapons that's very unique to her. Like, she has a cat of nine tails, she has a whip, she has gloves that have, like, claws on them. She has, like, protective night vision goggles that she has a lot of instruments and different things that she uses to make her super cool. She's supposed to have black hair and blue eyes, although in the different movies and comic books, they do change her up a little bit. But just for starters, I wanted to just first go into her personality of the mind of Catwoman. So what kind of person would, you know, spend their lives stealing, hustling, trying to make it to the top of Gotham's underworld to be the queen of crime? You know, putting herself in such dangerous, you know, life-threatening situations just for, you know, some diamonds or, you know, to make a name for herself. I think Catwoman is truly a daredevil. The way she was brought up, you know, definitely had an effect on why she is the way she is. But, you know, first starting about her personality, I think Catwoman, you know, whose real name is Selina, I think she's someone that not only looks out for herself, but she also only does what benefits her and her only. She seeks and finds action. Her life is never dull. She enjoys, you know, living in the here and now and demands freedom. You know, no strings attached whatsoever. You know, she finds pleasure in taking risks and challenges and never seems to slow down for really anything. She can really persuade people to do a lot of things by using, you know, her charm or her beauty or being witty. She has this really cool way of, like, improvising, sometimes a little too much. And I think that, you know, when you see her in TV shows and movies, I think sometimes it's overwhelming. You can see the people that try to work with her because she doesn't follow any rules, probably because she likes to, you know, break them on purpose. But, you know, she enjoys the thrill of danger and can do the exact opposite, you know, of what you expect. She's very unpredictable. And I think that's why her character is so cool. It's so fun to watch or read because of how cool she is. And I mean, and it's pretty hard to pin her down, you know, because of the different variations of her. There's so many different versions of her character that are, you know, some of her variations are very, like, villainous, while others portray her as, like, you know, Batman's beautiful fiance or more of, like, an anti-hero. So some portrayals you see her, you know, kind of has, like, a kind mother to Helena, or, you know, which is Batman and Catwoman's daughter. Others you see her, you know, basically leading Batman to his death and then ditching him, you know, without helping, like The Dark Knight Rises. So it's kind of hard to describe someone's character like that. All you can do, really, I think, is just, you know, figure out why she can be kind yet so mean. And I think to understand her character a little better, I think the first thing that a lot of people quickly find out whenever they're watching Catwoman or reading about Catwoman, she did not grow up like Bruce Wayne at all. She grew up in the slums of Gotham. You know, no money, no family. She learned as a child, you know, how to take care of herself, how to steal and depend on no one to protect her. Only she could protect herself. She dealt and worked with corrupt, you know, adults before she was even in junior high. You know, one thing about her, though, you know, once she did find someone or something that she liked, she fought for that. And I think that, you know, that is really cool about her character. She's tough and mean, kind of just because she's had to be. You know, sometimes she self-sabotages her situations or, you know, relationships when good people try to help her, you know, like Batman. But over time, I think she does kind of learn to trust. So I think her evolution and in her personality, it changes, you know, from being this more of a meaner person to a sweeter person. But I think one of the harder things to understand about her is, you know, the will of Catwoman. What does she stand for? Because, you know, she keeps going back and forth. You know, Selina Kyle may seem like this heartless, conniving, tough street chick, you know, and that's basically what she is. Although deep down in her heart, she does have a conscience. And in the comic books, there is a, you know, not a lot of female DC characters that are like Catwoman. They're kind of making Harley Quinn that way. Not personality-wise, but just kind of the idea. And to me, Catwoman is different, though. She simply cannot be defined as just being a villain or just being a hero, you know, as her character. My personal opinion of her would be, would probably lean more towards being an anti-hero just because of the few times that, you know, she has made the right choice. The selfless acts that she does do, you know, every once in a while, and the sweeter, you know, moments she does have with Bruce Wayne, you know, being one of the very, very few people in the comic books and movies that, you know, Bruce Wayne does fall in love with and have a child with. And I think if Batman can see the hero in her, you know, as fans, I think we are kind of supposed to as well. So, you know, when studying her character, you know, I read that in certain instances, Selina Kyle became a mother. And then, of course, her, you know, the father of her child was Bruce. But, you know, another man that she was in her comic history was a guy named Sam Bradley Jr., whom she had a daughter with. And Selina Kyle knew that she had a dangerous lifestyle and decided to give her baby up for adoption. And Selina was, you know, devastated, but she knew that that baby would have a better life, you know? So you kind of see her be selfless. In the comic books, you know, she could have abandoned that baby, shoved it off to a friend or relative, or, you know, kind of like, or do what Harley Quinn did to her kid, but, you know, she did it. And I think also, you know, Selina grew up extremely protective of her neighborhood in Gotham. It was kind of, she kind of lived in like the ghetto area of Gotham, but she was very protective of it. She would, you know, rob from the rich and snobs of Gotham, you know, maybe like Bruce Wayne or Bruce Wayne's parents, but she would return to Gotham's East End, you know, and kind of become its protector. She was kind of like Batman in a little bit of ways. And in the movie The Dark Knight Rises, Catwoman pretends that, you know, she hates Gotham and she wants it destroyed and she wants the rich, you know, pulled out of their beautiful homes and forced to live on the streets like she did, you know. She treats the rich people with bitterness, but, you know, fights for the thieves and the people like her. So, and there's a scene from the movie, you see this kid, you know, caught red-handed for stealing this apple, and he's about to get punched by these guys, and Selina Kyle, you know, not even as Catwoman, just as Selina Kyle, you know, she reaches in and, you know, grabs those guys and, you know, saves the boy, and she tells the boy, you know, never steal anything from someone you can't outrun, and, you know, she even mentions her neighborhood to the thugs, kind of just showing that, you know, even though her in, her motive is totally different. She does protect, like, her part of town. You know, she kind of considers Gotham hers, too. And she protects the people in Gotham, which is kind of like Batman, in a way. You know, she has compassion for the uncompassionate. But instead of saying, you know, go and steal no more, you know, like, you know, something Jesus would say, Catwoman, you know, gives tips on how to get caught the next time, which is not exactly something like Jesus would do. Therefore, she's no, like, hero. She's no superhero. But she's still protecting the sinners, which is kind of like Jesus. So, I mean, it's not exactly a villain, not exactly a hero. It's her character is very interesting, and I think that's why Catwoman is so complicated. She's twisted, but not purely evil. She's just someone that strayed far off, you know, the beaten path, if she ever was even on it to begin with. But, you know, so what does Catwoman stand for? What does she resemble? I think that she is a flawed hero. She is tender-hearted. You know, she's a villain. She's kind of like, you know, Disney's Maleficent, kind of in a way. This an example of someone with the capability of being like this great, strong female character, but has a flawed view of the world. Someone who is bitter for how life treated them. She stands for fighting for yourself, for your neighborhood, people like you, and no one else. You know, and why? I think because no one else deserves to be treated nicely except the people who have had, you know, or they've been dealt a bad hand like her, you know. So I think she does have some compassion a little bit, but I think the catch with Selina Kyle is that she can meet someone that's like Batman or Bruce Wayne and be shown what it's like to be loved unconditionally, not based off of what she's done. She treats Batman horribly in the majority of kind of every film and TV show there is with these two, but Batman never treats her horrible back. He constantly forgives her, you know, kind of always loves her and shows her that to, you know, to be the hero inside. And I feel like that's how we should be. That's kind of how Jesus is, you know. And when Catwoman, she, like, stares at Batman, and she can't believe that he sees her as this, you know, person that's capable of being the superhero. It kind of is inspiring to her, you know, even though there's so much darkness to her. So, going off on, you know, after talking about the mind of her and what she stands for, the third aspect of Catwoman that I wanted to talk about was the emotion of Catwoman, kind of her struggles. There was, when I was doing these blogs back a few years ago, there was a really cool segment I found in the, like, a devotional book about superheroes. And it was kind of defined as, what is Catwoman? Is she a hero or a villain? But as I dove deeper, I discovered that it's not necessarily what she does, but her motives behind it all. So how I described her a little bit as being kind of like Maleficent, you know, a hero and a villain, switching sides throughout the course of time. And I also did a poll, you know, like asking people what they thought, you know, do you think Catwoman is a hero or a villain? And I think in the fans actually voted that she was a hero, which I thought was interesting. I think in the history of Selina, in the comic books, in different movies, TV shows, you know, you can read about her origin. And one of the things that makes us get invested in a character is to see where they came from and how they came to be. And it can be hard to be scared of a character or kind of, you know, be afraid and think that they're evil if you know their entire backstory. You know, for example, in the movie The Dark Knight, you know, you see the Joker, and you have no idea, like, where this guy came from, who his parents are, you know, where he was as a teenager, You know, if he was a father at some point, I mean, you don't know anything. You don't believe anything. And that's what makes you feel nothing but like curiosity when he walked into a room, and that's what made him freaky. And of course, you know, the fact that, you know, he's a psychopath with clown makeup, but you didn't really feel bad for him one bit. You know, you show a character's origin, you get a better understanding of where they came from and who they are, so they become less scary. And another reason fans are not really crazy about, you know, maybe in the beginning, like when that movie The Joker with Joaquin Phoenix first came out, people were not excited. Now they love that movie. But when that movie was announced, a lot of people did not like that because it was giving the Joker his own origin story, which would kind of take away from him being such a crazy villain, and more people are now more sympathetic towards him. But that's kind of the way a lot of people do view Catwoman, because not only do we know that Selena Kyle has like this sad, lonely origin, but in many portrayals we see her, you know, vulnerable, which is something you don't exactly see, you know, in other films like the Riddler or the Joker. You know, all characters have like these vulnerable moments, villains and heroes. But in certain moments with Catwoman, you empathize with her. You feel for her, you feel bad, and sometimes when you're, you know, reading or watching, you know, her in a movie or TV show, you think, I don't know, maybe I would do the same thing. You know, you start to sympathize with her a little bit. And it's hard to see a woman as truly evil when you see how she was brought up and the suffering she's endured. You've seen her, you know, like her cry and laugh, and you see her fall in love with Batman. So there's a lot of things about her that just make her, it takes away from her being a villain. And in the comics, because Batman is a superhero, you know, you trust him, you know, in the film. You're supposed to trust his decisions. And I think we would imagine that he would never fall in love and, you know, propose to someone that was truly evil like the Joker. Batman he's kind of proved over the last 75 years that he does make good decisions. So I think if he approves of Selena and believes in the best, you know, like the best of her, I think the fans also do too. I mean, he, I don't know if he ever threw her into Arkham, but it's just one of those things where Catwoman does have a good heart most of the time, and that's what I think Batman chooses to see. And to me, that's so that you can take that very spiritually as well. Like, God chooses to see the good in us. So, I mean, usually whenever I'm talking about the third aspect of, you know, a hero, I talk about the struggles and mistakes each hero makes that are not perfect. You know, only Jesus is perfect. So, I mean, with Catwoman, you know, I've talked about that in every little, you know, for the last few topics here. She's not exactly like Superwoman. You know, I've noticed, though, that the flawed heroes that have problems are usually a lot of people's favorites because we relate to them. They aren't perfect because, you know, no human can be perfect. But as long as, you know, they're striving to be good, and, you know, our heroes are striving to be good and well and, you know, not trying not to embrace the evilness, I think that we can learn from them. And I think that's why a lot of people just love Catwoman so much. And just for the last aspect about Catwoman that I wanted to talk about was the spirit of Catwoman. And, you know, just the spirit, the spirituality of her character. So over the last, you know, few minutes, I was talking about, you know, her flaws, and she's made some bad choices that portray her as, you know, kind of being a bad character, or she kind of sometimes can have a low sense of morale. She has struggles and ultimately can be a hero. So unlike other villains, Catwoman has a conscience. How does the character of Catwoman resemble anything to do with Jesus, though? what can we take away from her and learn about ourselves? And, you know, what does the Bible say about people like her? Well, there is a scripture, Proverbs 31:30, where the Bible says that charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. So what that means is that some of the major methods that Catwoman uses to get her way is not right. You know, her charm and beauty and what she's known for, but that doesn't amount to much if you don't have respect, and in a Christian perspective, if you don't respect the Lord. So when people read the word, you know, fear in the scripture, that doesn't necessarily mean literal fear. It means to respect. It means to revere and honor the Lord. So when you, like, for example, if you walk into a sacred building, like this, like a beautiful, quiet Catholic church, to view its beauty, you don't stumble in like laughing loudly and treat it like it's your living room. You know, in the same way, that's the way you're supposed to treat the Lord. You know, you treat him with honor and respect. So I think something we can take away from Catwoman's methods is that it's actually not what we should be copying. There are beautiful women in the Bible that save hundreds of lives because they were beautiful. Like, you know, Esther, for example. God chose Esther to attract the king so that he married her, and she was able to save all the Jews from death because she had wisdom, beauty, and favor, and she got the king to change his mind instead of killing all the Jews. Esther, you know, told her husband, the king, to kill the man that was truly responsible, and he did it because he was in love with Esther, his wife. Like, that is something that you know, she used her beauty for good. So although it's a great quality we can take away from Catwoman is that she is brave, though. She protects him and cares about, you know, those things. And I think so does God. You know, if Catwoman was 100% a superhero, she would be unstoppable. So, you know, I think Selena Kyle has a moral code and a conscience, but she fights it and ignores it sometimes. And I think that's when we realize she's a little more like the average person than we think. Oftentimes we, you know, just want to do what we want without thinking of who it will affect. And sometimes we do that. But I think the Lord knows us, and he knows that we can't be perfect. And that's why he only chooses imperfect people to do amazing things, because God sees the spiritual version of potential. And I think when we look at Catwoman, we can't help but feel that way. And we kind of see that too. We like Catwoman because she's awesome, she's pretty, she's a cool outfit, she's extremely skilled, she's the best fighting moves, you know, that only she can do. She's not a judgmental, you know, goody-goody. She kind of just gives it to people real. And I think those are all things that, you know, people like and people want to be. Although Catwoman does have a lot of cool traits, I think that we should strive to be better than her. I would not want anyone to make the same mistakes that, you know, she does, but I think we can watch and learn from her. So I've talked about her personality, you know, what she stands for, what she struggles with, the spirituality of her character. To me, like, I would ask, like, if you look at her the way you would look at someone who has all these amazing qualities but yet still struggles. So I think it's important to show compassion to people that you know that are like her in real life. You know, don't judge, see the potential, encourage the good, discourage the bad. And I think we all know someone that's like Catwoman. Maybe you act like Catwoman yourself. And so I would encourage you to just focus on strengthening your potential. You know, what do you stand for? What will you fight for? Let God glorify the wonderful things about you, and don't try to glorify them yourself, you know, selfishly, and do it wrong. When you do that, and I think if Catwoman did that, that's what would turn her into the coolest superhero ever. So let me know what you guys think. Do you think she's a hero or a villain? I want to know. Comment below. Thanks.